Arba. Traffic lights are out right there. That's going to be right at I-85 at the bridges, so use caution. Elsewhere, we've got light to moderate traffic, a little bit of congestion, East South Boulevard, Narrow Lane Road, Norman Bridge a little busy this morning. And Atlanta Highway is beginning to build a little bit from East Boulevard all the way down to Federal Drive in Madison. I-65 and 85 looking good. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brewmaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at brewmaker.com. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. All just yesterday, more than 3,100 Americans reported dead from coronavirus, more than 200,000 new cases, more than 100,000 people now hospitalized with it. In Los Angeles, there's a new stay-at-home order.
Mayor Eric Garcetti says,
we are staring at the face of tragedy.
The mayor says residents can leave their homes only for a defined list of essential activities, and he's told the LAPD to aggressively enforce the order.
Fox's Jack Callahan. President Trump says a 46-minute speech he released on social media yesterday may be the most important he's ever made.
The president suggesting the election was stolen. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened the floodgates to massive fraud. The video was made without any members of the press present, and as lawsuit after lawsuit is rejected across the country, the president is hopeful the Supreme Court will intervene.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
Nothing biased about that. I hate them.
Dr. Fauci says quarantine for 10 days, not 14. 10 days isolated, 9 shows to binge watch, 8 steamy showers, 7 ordered dinner, 6 packs of Stella.
Dealing with this for over 9 months now, and I posted the story over the weekend, hoping some people would notice that in Japan, you know, the coronavirus is everywhere. They make it sound like we're the only country that's got people in the hospital, people that have died from it or other causes,
right.
Which is something that infuriates me. They don't differentiate on that number.
But we're leading it. We're leading in cases and deaths, I believe.
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that.
I don't know. I'm checking. I believe we're leading it, though.
But if you go to the CDC website, you can find out how many people have died from COVID exclusively. And it doesn't equal what we lost last year with people that had the flu. You know, if you're vulnerable, yeah. But they don't break it into groups, comorbidity issues, and things like that.
So since I have the antibodies, does that mean I'll always have the antibodies, or can I catch it again?
No, you can catch it. You can catch it again.
Yeah, you're.
You've got some time.
Do you know when it runs out? Like
3 months.
December 31st.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a certain amount of time.
Oh, but then they'll have the vaccine. Are you gonna run out and get that when they have it available?
Run out and get that? No, I'm gonna think about it very carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, we by the way, we lead in number of cases and number of deaths.
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
Well, I'll believe that we're number one when China gets honest and tells us what really happened there, but you'll never know. You'll never know. Can you go to the CDC website and does it still break down COVID exclusive versus COVID with multiple cause?
Let's see. I will check and tell you that.
Not too long ago, that number was under 10,000.
It's currently waiting for it to load. I have about 16 tabs open right now. So it's going a little slow.
Well, you're even beating me today. Usually I have.
I know. You are the tab leader.
Well, I have my 11 up for the random facts as I go through those. Mm-hmm. All right. So, diseases, conditions, what am I looking for? Stats or something? Data and statistics.
Data and statistics. Statistics.
Alcohol use. What are we looking for again?
COVID deaths exclusive from COVID versus COVID deaths with comorbidity.
Oof. I don't know where to go and find that.
or how to ask for it.
Yeah, I don't know where to find. Let's see. COVID data tracker? Let's see if cases and deaths. Okay, so, and I'm looking for, let's see if it has anything. This is historic. Total cases. I'm not seeing anything with that stat on there, but again, I'm looking over this as fast as I can.
Yeah.
While I'm trying to do this.
I take a look while we get the weather from Rich at 7:09.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
All right, we just went above freezing this morning. I don't think we have any more freezing problems until, you know, there's a chance next Tuesday morning could be a freeze. perhaps very close to it. Right now, we're looking at clouds increasing across the area, and that will continue during the daytime hours. We're dry today with a high temperature teasing 60 degrees. You know, it may fall just short. Otherwise, the showers come in tonight, but not during the evening hours. If you have evening plans, you're fine. Risk of showers in the overnight hours, not nearly as cold. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Ending by evening, mid-60s for a high. Windy and cooler Friday night. Then cool sunshine over the weekend. Timing is everything, and it looks like the timing is good for a storm-free and pretty nice weekend. Highs in the 50s during the daytime. Lows at night in the 30s. Right now this morning, that east wind at 11 is adding a little bite to the air, making that 33-degree temperature seem more like 26. That's the wind chill factor at 7-Eleven.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, the number of COVID deaths.
I was going to say, Wiley sent you an email that had a link to it, but it looks like you found it.
243,375.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, whatever the number is now, have died from coronavirus is misleading. Other causes: influenza, pneumonia, lower respiratory diseases, adult respiratory distress syndrome, respiratory failure. It goes on in hypertensive issues, ischemic heart disease, cardiac arrest, cerebrovascular diseases. They're all listed here. There's a long list of things. I'm putting this on Facebook for whatever it's worth. Now, to subtract all of that from the actual total to see the, and look, we're talking about death like we're talking about how many cars were sold last month. I don't mean to give that impression. That's not it. 6% of the total listed COVID deaths are people that died of COVID and COVID only. 6%.
Wow.
Wow.
99.7% recovery rate. They don't tell you, you know, there's always a missing number. They give you that giant number of deaths.
Right.
They give you that giant number of cases. And then they give you a number of people that have recovered. And somewhere in between, there's tens of millions of people. They don't tell you, well, what happened to them? What category do they belong to?
Now, that map and that stat page doesn't even register in my brain anymore.
It's just incredibly misleading. 712. By the way, I wonder if our hospitals are packed with flu cases. Did they cancel the colds and flu season this year? I'm beginning to think they did. Get some fresh air and enjoy some beauty. And go to a place, hey, if you want to pick up some nice things, you can deliver to your neighbors as Christmas gifts or coworkers, try Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, because there's an abundance of fall plants that thrive in the colder weather. I did not know this, but take a look at these. These are flats of pansies, and they are, what's the price?
That's here? Beautiful.
They're $7 for a flat.
Yeah.
Look at how big and full they grow. The colors, purples and things like that.
Yeah.
Snapdragons, ornamental kale. I mentioned the snap. They come in red, too, which is nice. And the one that you really need to take a look at is the arborvitae tree. 5 to 6 feet, very symmetrical. Looks
like on either side of your door coming in.
Yeah.
That picture you had.
My buddy in Prattville went out there and bought six and created a fence of them on one side of his property. It looks really cool.
Nice.
Those are $50 each. It's a cash check business. Clay Foran and his staff can make sure you plant whatever you buy where it needs to be so it'll thrive and you'll get maximum value out of your purchase. The Fitzpatrick Greenhouse is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Please tell Clay and the group out there you heard about him here. At 7:14, right effects next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000, More than 33,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Now, when you're desperate to make conversation at a party, you can't go wrong with holiday trivia. For instance, did you know the first Christmas ornaments were ferret skulls hung by Bavarian lumberjacks to ward off evil spirits that may harm their lumber crop? Well, that's not true. But if you act like it is, who knows? You may have made a new buddy. Or not. Hey, what do I care? I'm Morgan Freeman.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is December 3rd. Make a gift day. Use your own two hands to create a special holiday present instead of buying one. Because no one wants a new tablet computer when they can get a popsicle stick picture frame. It's the thought that counts on Make a Gift Day. And now...
I made a gift. It's a six-pack of random
facts.
So do six.
Okay, I'll do six then. Let me find my stopping point. Okay. Did you know the wings of a typical hummingbird beat up to 80 times per second?
That's a lot of beating.
Well, should I let somebody else use the pad?
It is. Try flapping your arms 80 times in 1 second. That's pretty quick.
80 times a minute?
You're 80 times a second.
Second.
And all I said was, that's a lot of beating.
Yeah, I know.
80 times a second. Do the math, Greg, because you're faster.
80 times a second.
That's 480 times a minute.
How many times an hour?
It's 4,800. Yeah. 4,800 times a minute.
I hate it when I screw up.
Did you know? A rumor spread suggesting that child actress Shirley Temple wore a wig. This led to fans on multiple occasions getting some sort of idea in their head that they could yank the hair of somebody that they thought was wearing a wig. I never understood this.
Yeah, you do that to me, you're going to get punched.
I just don't understand why, even if you are wearing a wig, why is there this feeling that I need to go and
grab the
wig? Yeah. I don't understand it.
Because people don't like fake.
Well,
fake hair.
There's a lot to deal with.
Fake news, fake hair.
That's a pretty broad statement that they don't like fake.
Look, when Charlton Heston was in my studio and I could see the glue dust from his toupee on his shoulders, do you think I went and pulled it just to be sure?
Yeah, you did.
You don't do that to Moses.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, on multiple occasions they were yanking at her hair to test the rumor. Her hair was in fact natural. She had to endure a nightly process in the setting of her curls when she was a kid, with weekly vinegar rinses that burned her eyes.
Jeez,
gosh.
In her biography, she talks about how she hated her hair because of everything she had to endure to maintain it.
Yeah.
FDR thought she was a national treasure.
And, she was.
Did you know in the 17th century, weavers in Nîmes, France?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Nîmes. Nimes. Anyway, it's in France. They accidentally made denim while they were trying to replicate the process of producing another popular fabric called, it's S-E-R-G-E. Now, if they're in France, that would be Serge. They called the new material Serge de Nimes, meaning literally Serge from Nimes. Over time, that phrase, Serge de Nimes, turned into denim.
Hey, in denim news.
Yeah.
I asked Santa, I saw a cool Wrangler denim vest for TV, so I could wear something besides a shirt.
Uh-huh. A denim vest?
So when I come back, don't be surprised if you see me sitting here in a really spiffy Wrangler denim vest. Yeah.
A denim vest with no sleeves?
Who's wearing denim anymore? Everybody used to wear denim.
Is it a sleeveless denim vest?
My daughter said, what are you going to do with this? I'm going to wear it on TV. What?
It's a sleeveless denim vest?
I'm not going to. You wear it over a shirt.
Yes.
I'm not going to come in. I did, though, once. In that very brief time I was working in the car business, I had the body to get away with it. I had a denim vest, and I just wore that around on hot days.
Uh-huh. did you sell
I've been
car?
Visiting my buddies at the car dealership. He says, what do we have here, Tarzan with a tie?
Did it sell any cars?
No, I didn't wear it to work. I just stopped by to the store to say hello to the boys.
Did you know there's a portion of America only accessible by land through Manitoba, Canada? It is a population of 60. It is the Angle Inlet in Minnesota.
Oh, is it that part of Minnesota that sticks up?
Yep, it's that one little.
So you can only get there through Manitoba?
Yes, it's population 60 as of the 2010 census.
What is it called again?
The Angle Inlet.
Hey, I got another surprise for you.
Yeah?
It doesn't involve a denim vest.
Okay.
That inlet you're describing,
right,
is the northernmost point,
yep,
in the 48 contiguous states.
Because it sticks up above that.
Yeah, I learned that. I learned that in like when I was 9 years old in fourth grade, because the teacher, we had a map of the U.S. All right, what do you think the most northern part of our country is? We were learning longitude and latitude.
Is that the 48th parallel?
49th.
49th parallel?
And so everybody guessed Washington. No, uh-huh. Maine.
Maine, or, yeah.
No, and she pointed out that little tiny ripple,
yep,
of land that pops up into the.
So, Mr. History, tell me, because I'm trying to remember. 5440 or fight, that was a slogan. 5440 or fight, where was that? It had to do with land, it had to do with longitude. Do we know? I mean, latitude.
I don't know.
Okay, 54. I'll look it
I
up.
Didn't finish college.
I'm looking it up right now, and you got
I
me curious.
I was underprivileged. I didn't finish college.
A Polk. That was Polk's battle cry.
Polk's battle cry?
5440 or fight.
Yeah.
The United States would accept nothing less from the British than all of the Oregon County, as far north as the border of Alaska.
Oh yeah, right. I've seen that on aerial wars that you don't remember.
That was Polk's battle cry?
Yeah. They wanted the Oregon Territory to belong solely to the U.S. Yeah, 5440 was the 54 degrees.
It's really weird because
47,
all of it is, yeah, all of it is like so close, so you can cross the street into the other country, literally, in that one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a town, where there's not even a border? There's,
yeah.
It's just wow.
Did you know that Philips developed a double-sided video cassette and player to rival the VHS and Betamax formats? They called it Video 2000. Mm. It was similar in nature to an audio cassette tape. Mm-hmm. It was capable of 8 hours of recording, 4 hours on one side, four, uh-huh, hours on the other side. Ultimately, the product remained unpopular and lost out in the videotape format war.
It was VHS?
I was going to say I'll bet Rich had one.
Nah.
Because if it was the latest thing, you'd have it, right?
Yeah, it was to battle. It was to rival the VHS and Betamax formats.
Beta was better at quality, but it never caught on.
No.
Let's see. And before we take a break here, I'll tell you about when popping a cork from a champagne bottle,
mm-hmm,
The resulting jet from the gas mixture inside exceeds Mach 1.
Wow.
Man.
Yep. Have that hitting you in the face or other body parts.
I know.
Right in the clackers.
Put your eye out.
Yeah.
Put your eye out, kid. Coming up in Random Facts, we'll talk about, well, I don't know. It's related to a show that's on Netflix, but it's a world record. We'll also talk about Baby Peggy. Diana Sarah Carey is her name, which is another child actor. Raindrops.
They keep falling on my head.
Yeah, we'll tell you how fast they're falling. And polar bears. And we're also going to tell you about a Latin phrase called, sorry, anus, or you could pronounce that a different way.
Like 10-15?
Exactly. Horribilis.
Horribilis.
We will tell you what that means and who's used it before. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Hey, by the way, some festive music from Jesse Lynn coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yay.
Yeah. I was in one of the chain grocery stores. I had to get one thing. Mm-hmm. And I went by the meat case just to see what they were asking, and I felt like I wanted to be Charlton Heston in Soylent Green running up and down. These prices are ridiculous. You're wasting money. $5.99 for chicken tenders at the chain store.
Oh, yeah.
$2.99 a pound at food outlet.
Sometimes higher than $5.99.
Yeah, but at food outlet, $2.99, yeah. And they're bigger tenders, far bigger tenders.
No doubt.
So it's not just the weekly specials that we highlight here. It's wall-to-wall, one end of the store to the other. Cost plus 10% saves you money. On special, quarter-loin pork chops, $1.48 a pound. Family pack of USDA drumsticks, 88 cents a pound. T-bones are $6.22. Try and find those under 10. And a 20-pound bag of russet potatoes to go with those T-bones, $5.97 for the bag. Dessert Bluebell ice cream is $4.98. That's for the full half gallon. And Pillsbury cake mixes are 87 cents a box. Save real money at Food Outlet. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, in Prattville on Main Street, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua. 727, part two of Random Facts.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have traffic lights out from South Decatur at Arbus Street on into downtown and some around the downtown area. Use caution. Treat those like a four-way stop. Otherwise, we are light to moderate all around the area still this morning. Not a lot of congestion anywhere other than Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, and a little bit on Taylor Road. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade, from a pocket knife to a yo-yo, is worth a minimum of $2,000. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Holidays are about family, friends, loved ones, and making memories. Ligger's Bakery has been baking those memories for over 70 years. From their legendary mint thumbprint cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheese straws, pedophores, iced cookies, gingerbread men, and more. The Christmas holiday is here, and it's time to place your order. 288-6550. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table, so get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Ligger's Cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Ligger sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Ligger's is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's lane cake. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Ligger's and place your order today, 288-6550, or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Liggers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On December 3rd, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Ozzy Osbourne.
He's already teething. Somebody get him a bat's head.
Ozzy Osbourne. And Oz is born.
And now,
Jay Scott says, Oz born to do.
Random facts.
How do you come up with these?
So there's a show on Netflix. It's only, I think, 6 episodes long. They're all like 30 minutes each. It's called We Are the Champions. Mm. And it's about a bunch of ridiculous competitions. Ridiculous competitions. Right. Dog dancing being one of them. the hot pepper eating competitions is another one. Cheese rolling. There's something done over in Britain somewhere.
Where is that, where they roll the wheels of cheese?
They roll a wheel of cheese down this hill, and people just break bones and fall all over it just to get to it. Anyway, what you'll learn is also about frog jumping, because there's a contest for that. Currently, the record holder for the longest jump performed in 1986 with a leap of 21 feet, 5 inches. Now, that's over 3 separate jumps. Okay. Don't think that we have a frog out there that can jump 21 feet. I think science would be all over that if that were the case. The frog's name, Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter. See what they did there with that?
Oh, yeah, because Riveter.
Ribbit.
She's an American bullfrog that holds that world record. The prize for anybody to beat that record still stands at $5,000. If you can find a frog that can jump past 21 feet 5 inches in over a space of 3 jumps.
Hello, my baby. Here he comes. Hello, my mom.
Frog is ready to jump.
Everybody's doing the Michigan rag.
Did you know Diana Sarah Carey, also known as Baby Peggy, one of the last living film stars of the silent era of Hollywood. She passed away recently, February of this year. I wonder how old she was. Hang on. I'm going to look this up real quick. She was 101 years old.
Wow.
When she passed away. She worked 8 hours a day, 6 days a week as a child star, and later became a silent film historian and an advocate for child actors' rights, which there weren't a lot of rights for child actors early on in this business.
Gosh, no.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, we told you what they did to Jackie Cooper yesterday.
They make him cry, taking his dog.
And Natalie Wood, what was done to her. And then we just talked about Shirley Temple getting her hair pulled. Now this woman, it's just horrible.
And the list goes on and on, really.
Yeah. Rich, you probably know this. The average speed of a raindrop.
I do not know that. It's
the average raindrop falls at a speed of 20 miles per hour.
20, all right. They're all different, and just like every snowflake is,
yeah.
You put them under a microscope, completely different.
Did you know that most polar bears are twins?
Did not know that.
While they are the largest land carnivore, newborn cubs are only about 10 inches long and weigh about 2.2 pounds. They grow rapidly, however, because the mother's milk is 31% fat.
As compared to 4% for us? Right? No, right?
Or 2%.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, whole milk is 4%,
right? Is it 4%? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't had whole milk in forever. I've been doing almond milk. I haven't had eggnog. I had almond eggnog.
Did you?
And because it had the lowest calories, the lowest sodium, the lowest carbs, and the lowest cholesterol.
Did it suck?
If it's all I got, it's good. But it ain't eggnog. You know what I'm saying?
What about that? Well, I'll talk to you about it later. There's a lower calorie one in the store.
Yeah. And finally, the Latin phrase Anus horribilis. Or like I said, you could say that another way. It is used by world leaders to call the worst year in living memory.
2020?
Well, I mean, that's for world leaders. They pick whatever they want. Queen Elizabeth has a year, and it's not 2020.
Oh. What is her year?
Can you take a guess?
1992?
You picked it exactly correct.
And that was the year of the fire and many other things.
That was the
year
that
things.
Windsor Castle caught fire, yeah. And that Princess Diana and Prince Charles' marital problems became increasingly public.
Okay.
So, yeah, 1992. How about
that? That was a good guess, Rich.
It was a very good guess.
I watched The Crown.
6th best show of the year, according to Entertainment Weekly.
And those are your random facts.
All right, they're going to come up with a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question. I would like to talk for a moment about Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that's dedicated to restoring choices to lives that have been affected from the break we don't even think can happen to us or anybody we love. And that's the loss of mobility. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes who are facing short, long-term, or any type of ongoing restoration of choices, recovering from severe injuries. First thing they do is, whoever the clan happens to be, whether it is one of our great veterans or somebody who was in the wrong place at the wrong time, fell off a ladder, got blindsided in a car wreck, is to assess the home they're returning to eliminate further risk of injury to the greatest extent possible. Once that's done and the recovery process is on, then it's a matter of customizing equipment to enable the process of choice restoration, to enhance mobility, to be able to get people to drive again. They do customized motorized equipment as well. In fact, since no two situations are exactly the same, everything they do is customized at Gulf States Mobility. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but they're the best at what they do. 514-6590, and when you have a second, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we heard a popular phrase, or at least a phrase way back when, called 5440 or Fight. It was the battle cry of someone we mentioned. Who was that? Give me that name.
272-9228. Now, even if you don't get in as the first caller, stay on the line for a follow-up question and double your chances to win in our grand prize drawing tomorrow. Today's Thursday, right?
Yep.
God, it's amazing. 272-9228. Operators are standing by at 7:39.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Getting busy around the boulevard now, especially Northeast Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Taylor Road, a little congested between Vaughan and I-85. Atlanta Highway is getting busy, as well as Norman Bridge inbound. I-65 and 85 looking good. We have no accidents in to pass along. We do have some traffic lights out around the Montgomery area, South Decatur and Arba, and on into downtown. Use caution. Treat those like a four-way stop. Well, from a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. From Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
That question might have been a little bit too tough.
All right, fine. What's the name of the frog that holds the world record in jumping?
Yeah, give me that frog's name.
I remember the story. I don't remember the name. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. And while we're waiting for people to call with that.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Was again plucked from the timeline. Dr. Christian Bernard.
Yes.
The man who performed the first successful heart transplant. That's the name you need to know this afternoon between 3 and 6. At a whimsical moment, I'll say B caller 7 right now. Give me the answer in the form of a question because it is our daily double doctor of the day to honor Alex Trebek. Who is Dr. Christian Bernard? That is what we will need to hear from you. And if you are the seventh caller and do that, you'll win a pair of Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages at Wing Fingers Downtown. They are so good. You'll be so glad that you took the time, jot down the name. And I will accept who is Dr. Bernard. And enjoy a great free meal and free parking, by the way, at Wing Fingers Downtown in the RSA building. Dr. Christian Bernard, our Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B Burger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day as we go to Peg.
Hi, Peg. How are you?
Question. Well, I'm fine. How are y'all?
Great.
Doing all right. Do you want to answer the frog question, or were you calling about the 5440?
5440.
Okay, 5440. Who is that? The battle cry of?
President Polk.
President
That's
Polk.
That's it.
Right.
You got it. Yay! Thank you, Peg.
And you won a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Look at you go.
Hang on, and let's see if Robert would like to do a follow-up.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, good, Greg.
It's Rich, but
it's
that's
Rich.
Okay.
Sorry, Rich.
So you want to take that second question there, the name of the frog that jumped 21 feet 5 inches?
It was Jay
that's
Scott.
That's real cute. Rosie the Riveter.
That's exactly
yes!
right. Not to be confused with Rosie the Brock.
Oh. Well, you've got an extra entry to our grand prize drawing that will take place tomorrow.
Ribbit, you're awesome.
Ribbit.
Oh, I love it.
Good luck and take care, and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
By the way, Rosie the Brock, you should see her at Baumhauer's.
Oh.
People flock to her.
Is that right?
Does she get to riveting?
And a really interesting couple. It was her first time there last night. Fascinating people, and apparently people that Rosie knows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody loves her. Everybody loves Rosie. It should be a TV show.
Not only that, if you look at people you know, and, you know, there's a person that's going to heaven. Rosie will be there. There's no doubt about it.
Right. We had a couple of those people over the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody watching my Facebook post noticed, but, you know, we lost Aaron Wilburn, which was a great, great musical icon, great writer. Mm-hmm. And just talked to his daughter this morning. And I tell you, it's hard, but, you know, at the same time, too, you got to remember what the great part is and, you know, everything that he wrote about, he's getting to see now in person. So it's pretty amazing.
Excellent.
Yes, I saw the post and I watched the video that was posted.
Yes.
It is 7:44.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
So officially, we did get to freezing this morning. We got to 31, so that's 3 mornings in a row, and that's 3 mornings this season. And that's it. So for now, we're done with freezing for a while as we start to moderate. A milder day today with a high temperature teasing 60 degrees. We're mostly cloudy today, but we should be dry. In fact, if you have evening plans tonight, we should be dry during the evening. But the risk of showers begins in the overnight hours tonight. Not nearly as cold. Overnight low temperature 48. What a big departure from the last 3 mornings. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, but mainly in South Alabama. Mid-60s tomorrow. Sounds like a heat wave. Windy, cooler tomorrow night. Then over the weekend, timing is everything. The storm system is out of here. Cool sunshine, but nice. 50s daytime, 30s at night, and then cooler Monday. Right now this morning, it's that 11-mile-an-hour breeze that is making that 33-degree temperature seem more like 26. That's the wind chill factor at 745.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Oh, hi. You know, I want to talk to you about Montgomery Paint and Body, and I had to think about it for a second. I was thinking, how many times you been there this year, Rich? Twice is the answer, but many times over the last 30 years. Twice this year I needed Montgomery Paint and Body, and twice they were there to take care of me, and both times expertly. And by the way, we talk about how meticulous they are, their attention to detail. Never was that more evident to me than this last time when Donnie was really distressed about he wanted the paint job to be absolutely perfect. So he didn't want to hand back my car until he thought it was perfect. I may have thought it was perfect, but no. That's the way it is at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why they have been in business for almost 40 years. I've been a customer for over 30 years. 27 Rec with a W is their phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Not only do they work well with the insurance company, if, let's say, you have a it wasn't your fault and they're working with another insurance company, they will work as an advocate to make sure that your car gets fixed the way it should be fixed. Montgomery Paint and Body are the people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
We have some animal stories coming up. It is 7:46 later on, a conundrum with a $10 seafood bistro gift card. Here is your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. And the Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're approaching Christmas and time is running out to get those packages out of there.
You're right, Bubba. People are sending in their Christmas gifts, Christmas orders. You need to get them in so we can get them out the door with FedEx and send them on out, because I can tell you what, there's going to be a lot of shipping going on this year. People are shipping gifts all over the country. You need to call us now. Place your your order, fax it to us, email it to us. We will take care of the rest. And you know what? If you want to just come in and do a little shopping in the store, come on in, because we've got a great selection in the store. Pecans, in-shell pecans, cracked pecans, straight out of Georgia. I mean, beautiful pecans. We've got those. We've got great jewelry. We've got some new necklaces and purses that have come in that everybody is raving over. If you want a pecan pie, come on in. We make those too. But just call ahead. We make them fresh daily. The finest and freshest candies and pecans you can find anywhere.
Tell them where you're located.
At 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Come on, Chase.
Good boy.
Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. That pun, yes, it was intended. And Wolfman, take us to the Vocaloid Tusk. Pretty tight. We start today with a dog that liked to rub his butt against the headrest of his owner's car.
Okay.
And the dog does not like being confronted with this behavior, as you'll hear in this clip.
You really do that?
I'm on.
You tell bad stories about me.
I said you rub your butthole on my headrest.
Babe.
You do. You lift your tail up. No, you lift your tail up and you rub your butthole on the headrest.
I'm on.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
I love that.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, that's great.
Can I play that again?
That is great.
Is too funny.
That is so good.
You really do that?
I'm on.
You tell him bad stories
I'm
about me.
I said you rub your butthole on my headrest.
Babe.
You do. You lift your tail up.
I'm on.
No, you lift your tail up and you rub your butthole on the headrest.
I'm on.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
I'm on.
You're not supposed
That's
to do that.
Great.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
I'm on.
That is great.
That sounds like what I should say the next time the boss says, you know what you did?
Did you say what kind of dog that was?
The big boy.
Okay, what kind of a dog is a big boy?
Rottweiler.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I got a picture of him right on Facebook, because you can watch that. I should mention that you can watch that. So there he is.
He is making his place.
Where is it? Look at him.
I love that audio, though. But he reminds me, oh, he's just such a...
This story does not give the specific proof.
Well, yeah. Play on the video. I just want to see
him. Look at those eyes.
Can you really do that?
Oh, that's even funnier. That's even better.
You do. You lift your tail up. You lift your tail
on the headrest. It's on my page. You got to go watch it. This is just too funny.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's hilarious.
I got to reshare that. Doggy disagrees with telling a story about it. Find it on YouTube and watch it. And I'll save these others for tomorrow. That was great. Eddie Bader, Realtor, the EXP Realty Group, 322-0662. Eddie would love to have your listing. In fact, when Eddie doesn't have listings, he begins to wither a little bit. Because he lives, first of all, there's nobody better. I got to tell you, when I saw that house he's got in Millbrook, and it's in a price range that's...
The one we were looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that you could possibly want was a highlight of that particular home. Almost to the point where I thought, God, we should go up and take a look at this, because the price was right, and it had every feature you could possibly want. And I thought, could I do that drive twice a day? And right now the answer is probably not. But man, we're not even looking to buy. And I wanted to buy, based on the way Eddie put that home together. Give him your listing. You want a realtor who's going to literally bust butt 24/7. He's one of those people, I put something on Facebook, he's one of the first to respond at 2:30 in the morning. I don't know when the guy sleeps. He knows the business like the back of his hand. So if you're looking to buy, call Eddie Bader at 322-0662. Tell him the area that you're looking to live in and the budget that you have to work with, and he'll tell you off the top of his head what's out there, what your options are. He's that good at what he does. And everybody wants the hustle when it comes to selling a home, especially when there's urgency attached. You get transferred or you are compelled to move by other circumstances. You don't want somebody that's treating your listing like, well, I've got others too, you know, so what's your hurry?
Right.
So go with Eddie Bader, EXP Realty, 322-0662 at 7:58. As we close in on Fox at 8, here's traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, more and more cars inbound this morning on the 31s from Troy, Wetumpka, and Prattville. That means we've got bigger numbers now on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85, and the Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway's building, as well as Norman Bridge, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. And we have some traffic lights out, starting with South Decatur at Arba and on into downtown from there. Some others are still reportedly out around downtown Montgomery. Use caution and treat those as four-way stops. The Toyota-thon underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can get a new Camry, 0% financing with 60 months with approved credit. The selection is great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners